And here we are, off and running on a Getaway Friday, December the 6th, 2019. 10 coming up on 11 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and boy, do I love Fridays, and boy, do I love Fridays this particular week. Now, you got to understand, this has not been a particularly bad week. A matter of fact, I've had a lot of good things happen this week, and I've had a lot of fun. But for some reason, I remember back to Monday morning, and this week just seemed to have a rough start. I was tired Monday morning. Maybe it was coming off the holiday weekend, even though I really wasn't off last weekend. We came in here and did shows last Friday. I just was kind of dragging Monday and kind of have been dragging ever since. I've had a lot of fun this week, but kind of tired. And then yesterday, now let me tell you a little story, because this is kind of interesting. If you weren't listening to the program yesterday morning, I was talking about how on Wednesday night, I had gotten this tremendous pain on the left side of my neck at about 5:30 in the evening. And it just came out of nowhere. And it was pain. It was not like sore or a pulled muscle or twisted or anything like that. It was just absolute pain. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a headache that is going down into my neck, or maybe it's something I pulled, or, you know, you get pains in your body all over the place for weird reasons. But this pain never went away Wednesday night. It came on about 5:30, and it did not subside on Wednesday night at all. And by the time I went to bed after 11 o'clock, it was still there. Matter of fact, it was kind of hard to go to sleep because the pain was still there. Okay. So I slept Wednesday night. I woke up yesterday morning, and the pain was completely gone. It was like it was just had disappeared overnight. So I got up yesterday, came here, did the show, didn't feel any pain, was good all day yesterday. Now, it is kind of interesting, though. Now, I don't know if this is some kind of, I don't know what you would call this. Maybe it's psychosomatic, because yesterday I was fine all day. And then again, at just about 5:30, I started to get the pain again. Although it did not last. It didn't fully come on. It did not stay with me. It was gone within like 15 minutes. And it never fully came on with the pain that it did the night before. And I haven't felt it since. But anyway, the funny thing is that when I came in yesterday, I was talking about this pain yesterday morning on the radio, and Charlie came in to do his show yesterday morning, and Glenn Coble came in to do his show yesterday at about 10 o'clock, and I think Charlie had heard yesterday morning where I was talking about this pain that I had Wednesday night, and they both told me that it could be my carotid artery. So, I'm just hoping that it's not my carotid artery, because now I'm paranoid. And I was really paranoid last night, because when it started to come back on, I thought, oh my God, is that my carotid artery? So, you know, all I'm saying is this morning I feel fine. There's no problems this morning, but maybe I should go get my carotid artery test it out. Has anybody known anybody with carotid artery problems? Do they come on like that? See, I'm very paranoid now about this whole thing. Is it like a pain in your neck that then goes away? Is that how the carotid artery problems start? I'm trying to think if I've ever known anybody who had a carotid artery problem. But that's a problem you don't want to have, because doesn't the carotid artery take the blood to your brain? See, that's the artery you don't want to have trouble with. And they can probably check that with some kind of ultrasound to make sure everything's flowing properly. But, you know, I've never had an issue with blood pressure. I've never had an issue with cholesterol. I've never had an issue with any of that. So I don't know what would be plugging up my carotid artery that would lead to this problem. But I don't know. I have a little bit of paranoia of it now. So now I'm thinking, boy, I hope I don't get that pain again today, because who wants to have a carotid artery issue? But, you know, then I thought, well, maybe it was just a headache. that like went down in my neck. Have you ever had those headaches that are really bad that actually go down in the back of your neck and the back of your head? And I thought, well, maybe that's what it was. Because I am a little stressed, to be honest with you, because here we are, what are we now, 19 days away from Christmas? Here we are 19 days away from Christmas, and I am not in the Christmas spirit. And I know I say this every day, and you're probably tired of me hearing it now, but there is something going on this season into which it does not feel like Christmas yet. Now, there are moments where it feels like Christmas. I mean, like the studio here is decorated for Christmas. That feels Christmassy. And when I hear a Christmas song, you know, I kind of get in the Christmas mood. But I was in the grocery store the other night. A matter of fact, I was in a department store the other night, and they weren't even playing back-to-back Christmas music. And usually by this time of year, everybody's playing back-to-back Christmas music. And I made it a point to listen. And the displays in the store are not fully blown-out Christmas displays like they have been in the past. I mean, every store certainly has a Christmas display, but I don't even see a lot of decorations in the store. You know how the stores usually just decorate for themselves? They'll decorate the service counters or the checkout lanes or things like that. Haven't seen any of that. I don't hear a whole lot of people talking about the holiday. It's a very weird holiday season. Does anybody else notice this? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
If you're carotid artery is blocked, you don't feel pain in that. Your symptoms are headaches.
Oh, really?
Happened to me. My left side carotid was completely blocked. I ended up having a stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was basically headaches for quite a while. Ended up having a small stroke, and then that's when they found out the left-hand side was completely blocked. So if you're, it's basically headaches that if your carotids are blocked.
Well, do you remember what kind of headaches they were? Were they?
My doctor thought I was having migraines.
Oh.
So he was treating me for that. And it wasn't until I had symptoms at work and a colleague took me to the emergency room, and the emergency room doctors, because of my age, I was only 50, and the symptoms I was having just kept doing tests and wouldn't let me go, and finally, when they did an ultrasound on my carotid, they took me down to Riverside in an ambulance.
And they were able to clear it up? And
I had to be on blood thinners for quite a while, but I was I'm fine. But that's, I just don't want you to worry. You know, I don't know what your neck pain is, but if it's the carotid, it's, you're not going to feel pain.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what was weird about that, and maybe what shocked me, you know, living the years that I've lived, is, you know, I've had headaches and I've had, you know, sore muscles, and, you know, sometimes you think you pull something because it really hurts in your back or something like that.
Right.
But what was odd about this, I was in the car. I was sitting in the car, and it came on, and it was definitely a pain. It was not sore. It was
right.
A pain. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's one of those, maybe I turned the wrong way, who knows what happened. And also that it happened in the middle of the day, because usually when you get those pains, it's in the morning or at night. And it never went away. It was there for like 7 hours that day. But it went away when I went to bed. So I don't know, maybe it was just a headache. And once I relaxed at night, it kind of went away.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you my experience.
Well, no, I appreciate that, because that's very important, because, you know, I don't know. We run that PSA on this station about stroke, and the reason we run it so much is I don't think people realize how you can still have fairly low blood pressure and have a stroke.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also, like your issue with the carotid artery.
Yeah, it was... And I was hearing nonsense, and I guess I was kind of like talking nonsense. And that's when my my boss said, you're going to the hospital.
Wow.
So I didn't have pain in the neck. It was just a severe headache that lasted a month or so.
Mm, my goodness. Well, I'm certainly glad everything turned out okay, and the stroke did not leave any... Obviously, it doesn't sound like it left any permanent damage.
No, I was extremely lucky, extremely fortunate.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thanks for the information. Yeah. That's very important.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope you feel better.
I do, too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, see, I appreciate information like that because, you know, when you do get these weird pains, you start to think the worst. And I'll tell you something else that's funny. We live in an age now where everything is on the internet. And people don't immediately go to a doctor anymore. What's the first thing they do? They look up their symptoms on the internet. And I don't know if that's a good thing because some of the things I've seen on the internet are not exactly right. And even if you did diagnose yourself, what could you do? I mean, say you were having symptoms of a stroke or a heart attack or something awful. What are you going to do besides go to the doctor? Just go to the doctor first. The doctor will diagnose you and everything will be okay. I think sometimes people stress them out just reading these internet sites and they think, oh my goodness, I've got this illness. And then they get all worked up and it turns out maybe not to be something that bad. So if you're having a pain or you're having something that seems out of the ordinary to you, just go to the doctor or go to the hospital. If you can't get into your doctor right away, the people in the hospital are glad to see you. They'll check it out and they're not going to let you leave if they think you're in danger of anything. And if you are in danger of something, then they will keep you and they'll treat it and you won't have a disaster, which thank goodness that's what you don't want to have. You don't want to have a disaster. So I don't, you know, and I might take my own advice on this because it was a weird pain. So maybe I will make an appointment with the doctor just to make sure everything's percolating okay. Even though I did see the doctor, I had a physical a couple months ago now. I think it was back in September. And everything was fine. I mean, they tested the blood pressure. They tested the cholesterol. They tested the reflexes, the balance. You know, the stuff they do in a physical. And everything seemed to be going along okay. But it never hurts to double check. But there you go. Does anybody have any other stories in regard to this? Because the medical field is fascinating when it comes to how it works. And we as Americans, and I'm sure it's this way in other countries too, sometimes we wait a little too long before we go to the doctor. And a lot of times with a lot of these illnesses, the waiting is what causes the trouble. A lot of times if you get there early enough, the problem will not be as bad as it can be if you wait. I know there are a lot of types of cancer that if you catch them early, they're a lot more easy to deal with. I know that strokes are that way. The longer you wait, the worse it can be. So there are a lot of things like that. If you get in there and heart attacks too. I think if you're having chest pain, you better call the ambulance right away and not wait a long period of time to have damage done to parts of your body, which is, it's just an interesting subject. I'm fascinated by medicine. I would never want to be a doctor because I don't like blood and things like that, but it's just a fascinating subject altogether. 24 and a half minutes past the hour. Wanted to tell you an interesting story this morning, and I don't know why this happened. See, this could be paranoia too. I was in the drive-thru this morning because I stopped to get a beverage from my favorite place to get a beverage in the morning. And there were a few cars there this morning. There were a few more cars there this morning than there normally were. And probably on a typical day, I would not have stopped because I would be afraid I would get caught in the line and not get here on time. But this morning, you know, I thought, it's Friday. I'm going to get in this line. It's a little warmer this morning than it has been other mornings, and I hear this weekend's going to be pretty nice. So I got in the line because I thought I could get through, and I did get through. Well, I got in the line and I made my order, and I had a big truck in front of me and a car behind me. So we're starting to pull through the line to get our drinks, and when I turned to make that turn, as you go into the lane where you actually get your drink, it sounded like a big power steering issue. It sounded like a big, I don't know what, you know how it sounds when your power steering's going out or something's wrong with your car. It made like this big noise. And I thought, oh goodness, what in the world is that? So I'm stuck in the line. I can't pull out of the line and I can't really turn the wheel again to make sure that noise isn't still happening. So I have to wait to move a little bit in the line. So finally we get to move a little more and it makes that noise again when I move. And I think, oh no, what could be going wrong here? Am I not going to make it to the station this morning? Am I going to get backed up? Is the car going to fall apart? You know, all these things you think when something like that happens. So I finally get to the final window and I thought, okay, well, now that I pull out of here, we're going to see what happens. And I pull out and there's no noise. And I thought, well, what in the world happened there? Well, it turns out it was the truck in front of me that was making that noise. And every time the line moved, the truck would move as I was moving, and it was making the noise. And I did not notice it because, of course, I was more preoccupied with what was going on in my line. Or with my car in my section of the line. So that's how it went this morning, interestingly enough. So I don't think there's anything wrong with my car at this point now. I don't want to jinx myself, so knock wood here this morning. But that was my morning. Now, I do want to let people know that coming up this morning here on WWGH Radio, we'll have the Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. And then we have the Exchange Club today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. That's where Charlie and I get together and talk about everything going on in the world, and that will be a lot of fun. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. And coming up this morning, now this is something I think you're going to want to listen to in the next hour. Coming up this morning from 9:15 until 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined via telephone by Wally Amos. Now, Wally Amos is Famous Amos from the Famous Amos Cookie Company. Wally Amos has a special announcement. Wally Amos has been on this show many, many times. I've had him on many, many times over the last, I don't know how many years. I've been doing shows like this now. And he's been a good friend and a good guy and just really done a lot. Did that great episode of Taxi with Andy Kaufman, did his own commercials for Famous Amos Cookies. I believe some of his clothing he wore in the Famous Amos spots are in the Smithsonian. Had the great Famous Amos Cookie Company, which you can still buy those cookies everywhere. But this morning at 9:15, he'll be on live, and he has a special announcement to make. And I think it's going to be something you want to hear, because I think it's impactful. And I'm glad he's coming on this morning to make this special announcement. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's coming up this morning at 9:15. Wally Amos, Famous Amos himself. So don't miss that. That'll be around the corner in just a few minutes here. And he's such a nice man. He's one of those guys who you can call up out of the blue, and he'll come on, and he'll talk, and he's just led a very interesting life. You know, he lost the Famous Amos Cookie Company, but he doesn't seem to be bitter about it. But I think he would tell you he was bitter about it for a while, and that it was his own, I think he does blame himself, his own mismanagement for what happened. Which, you know, that's a big thing, to take the blame yourself. I think a lot of times we do need to take the blame ourselves. Just say, hey, it went wrong. But then also at some point, you've got to forgive yourself. That's the part people forget. We all take the blame for problems in our life or things that go wrong. But at some point, you do have to forgive yourself. You do have to say, hey, you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. Things happen. And that's one of the very key components to leading a good life. Also, I think people have got to, I think about this a lot at Christmas time. People put too much stress on themselves. People are stressed every day about what's going to happen tomorrow. People are stressed about getting gifts for people. People are stressed about making sure everything's all together for the holidays. People get stressed about putting up the Christmas decorations. People get stressed about going to stores where they're busy because you're still trying to work your jobs. People get stressed about wrapping the presents. People are stressed about financial situations this time of year. I just think at some point you have to say, okay, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and what will happen, and it will all pass. The Christmas season will pass like it does every year, and you know, it usually always turns out okay. That's the interesting thing. If you go back and think about all your Christmases of yesteryear, have you ever really had a bad Christmas that was just an awful Christmas? Were you worried and you worried and you worried and everything turned out just miserable? That never seems to happen. What usually seems to happen is you think everything's going to turn out great, then it turns out miserable. But those years where you worry about things constantly, those are the years where things turn out fine. So I think maybe that's where in our own minds, in our own personal histories, we forget. We've got to remember, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. And if people are unhappy with how things turn out, well, I'm sure they'll get happy eventually. Time passes. Time heals all. Who said that? That's a saying. Time heals all. You know, I haven't talked about apple butter on the show for quite a while, but I have also not had any apple butter for a long, long time. So that's also kind of interesting. I love apple butter. I love apple butter on an English muffin with butter. But yet, I have not had apple butter in quite a while because of, as I've said so many times on this program, that... I'm getting some messages here. See, we not only get messages on the internet, we get them on the Facebook. Let's see here. Okay. I might be able to answer some of these questions as time goes on. You know, I think I have seen a lot of talent recently. Now, this is something I also want to say. I have seen a lot of talent in kids. Do you know how talented kids are? I was around a kid last night, and I have a piano. I can't play the piano, couldn't play a song, couldn't even play Hot Cross Buns on this piano if I wanted to. And this person, who I don't think has ever had a piano lesson, who I don't even know has ever been around a piano to any great degree, sat down with their telephone and started to hammer out a song on the piano. And I could hear it after a while, and it sounded like a song. It was pretty good. And this is like in the course of 45 minutes. So there were a lot of talented kids out there. I was so impressed by that. I thought that was just such a great thing. Now, I'm also being asked if I'm lecturing anybody on the air this morning. No, I'm not lecturing anybody on the air. I think I'm lecturing everybody on the air because everybody gets so uptight this time of year. And they also get uptight about food. Have you noticed that? Well, I guess I'm uptight about apple butter, so maybe I'm in the same category as that. But have you ever noticed how upset people get about food? They got to get the Christmas cookies baked. They got to get everything ready for their parties. They got to get ready for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They've got to have everything ready to go. Everything's got to be homemade. They can't go to the store. We just got to chill out a minute. Take a deep breath. Everything will be okay. The food will be okay. The presents will be okay. The Christmas decorations will be okay. Life will go on. It'll all be fine. It always is. That's how things work out in this world. We very rarely have a problem that is insurmountable. Even people who have really, really, really big problems, you know what? They work through them. I think the secret, now, I'm really For some reason, I'm philosophical this Friday morning. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we've got Wally Amos on next hour, and he's going to make an announcement that I think is going to be very important, which I don't think he's ever made anywhere else. So as I say, you want to stick around for that. Famous Wally Amos coming up at 9:15 this morning. So maybe that's made me philosophical about things. But I just think all you have to do is surround yourself in life with the right people who make you happy, make you laugh, make you want to get up in the morning and do something fun, and that's about it. If you're around those people, you'll be great. And I have that in a unique way. I posted something on Facebook a while back, and I very rarely ever put a personal post up on Facebook. And this post was not all that personal, but not too long ago, I put a post up about I work with the greatest people in the world. And I do, because I have a few jobs. And every job that I work with the best people. I love the people that I work with. I don't have an issue with anybody that I work with. I just am so happy to be around them. I'm happy to see them when they come around. I have a lot of fun with them. A lot of times we have running jokes together. Like Charlie. I've worked with Charlie for a long, long time. And Charlie will be in here, and during the noon show, we'll argue, and we'll have fun, and we'll talk about things, and we'll disagree. But, you know, it's always good to see Charlie, and we always have a lot of fun with that show on Friday. And a lot of times we have a lot of laughs. And that, again, goes back to the key to life. Just having a lot of laughs. Because a laugh is an involuntary motion. This is really like a self-help morning. I feel like, who's that guy on television all the time who's always trying to help people emotionally? Does anybody know his name? Who's the guy who's on all the time who's always trying to lead these self-help seminars? I cannot remember his name, but boy, he's on a lot. Constantly. Boy, what is his name? Well, anyway. Maybe it'll come to me. Now, we did find out yesterday from one of our listeners, and I want to mention this again because we just mentioned it yesterday, because Charlie and Jeff Ruth and I could not remember the name of the guy who's on in the mornings on WMRN now, and our listener heard this conversation that the three of us were having the other day, and it's Gordon Deal. Gordon Deal is on the air at WMRN during this time period in the morning. But what I don't know is who's Gordon Deal. Now, I guess I could Google it, but I haven't done that yet. Does anybody know who Gordon Deal is or where he's out of? Because that's not a common name that I've heard of. Now, I do know Glenn Beck is on over there now, and I think he starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I know Glenn Beck. I've heard of Glenn Beck. I know Rush Limbaugh. I know Sean Hannity. I know all those people. But I do not know who Gordon Deal is or what he does in the morning. Has anybody listened to the morning show over there on MRN since Jeff Ruth left back in June? Does anybody know who this Gordon Deal is? Or where he broadcasts from? What part of the country? Or what his show is like? What's he talk about in the morning? Is he a political guy too? Because all those other guys are political. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I try not to be political. Every so often we'll have a political guest on and have a conversation just to stay current. But boy, if I had to do politics every day, I don't think I would be doing it. That would drive me nuts. But is he one of those guys? Is he a political guy, or is he kind of a fun guy in the morning? Has anybody ever listened to this Gordon Deal show? That is a name I've never heard. And that's strange, because I know a lot of syndicated people in radio, like George Norrie and, as I say, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. They all have hugely successful syndicated radio shows, the Bob and Tom Show, things like that. I have no idea who Gordon Deal is. I've never heard that name. So does anybody know who Gordon Deal is? Can anybody help me with this? 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder why radio has gotten so political. I don't know. That's kind of strange, in a way. But I guess television's gotten political, too. So that's the way it goes. I guess we'll do a little trivia here because we have Wally Amos on next hour. We've done kind of fairly okay with this Grinch trivia, but I would not say we have done hugely fantastic. Oh, I'm getting a message here about Gordon Deal. Okay. Gordon Deal is an American talk radio host for the nationally syndicated Wake Up This Morning, America's First News Network. Gordon Deal previously called the Wall Street Journal This Morning prior to working. Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
You just dug me out of my hole.
Oh, why? I'm sorry. We really didn't know, genuinely.
Well, I see it right here, too, on the front. But that really wasn't why I called, but you threw it in there. But I just wanted to find out how Sean was doing.
Oh, as far as the diet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I can tell, I think it has... See, I don't want to put words in his mouth, and if I say this wrong, then somebody will chastise me somewhere along the way and say I said something. But as far as I know, I think it pretty well has come to an end as it was. But I still think he's trying to do things in moderation. But I told him when this all started, I said, I think this is a bad time of year to start this.
Well, I guess. Of course, I started it in the middle of the summer, you know. But last I remember hearing him talk, that he was having blood pressure problems. And of course, people's blood pressure does go up this time of year when it gets cold. Anyways, you know. And I had a little bit of an issue with it, and I talked with my doctor and seemed to work that out, and it seems to be back on course, you know.
Oh, good. Good.
Between what I did and what he suggested. But at any rate, I just wanted to share this morning with him that I had discovered a kind of a neat recipe, because I get the impression that he doesn't do a lot of cooking, you know, and everything, but you can make a little muffin bread sort of a thing in a mug in 90 seconds, and oh, what fun. I mean, I made it for my breakfast this morning. You throw four things together, you stir it up, put it in a mug, 90 seconds, and you've got this breakfast sandwich situation made out of almond bread. And I thought, how simple and neat and easy.
Oh, well, tell us about that. It might be good for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you do, let me check, I think it was 3 tablespoons. First of all, you got to have almond flour, you know.
Almond flour, and you can get this at any grocery store.
Well, Aldi says it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Almond flour.
Yeah, you take 3 tablespoons of almond flour, you crack an egg in there, and about a half a teaspoon of baking powder, and a tablespoon of butter. Now, you put your butter in first, and you get that melted, you know, get that all melted, and then you whisk in the rest of these things, and I put a little, tiny little bit of salt in there for a little extra flavor. You whisk it all up real good, set it in the microwave for 90 seconds, and when it comes out, you know, let it cool just a few seconds or whatever, and then turn it over on a plate, and you can cut this in two, and you have a muffin ready to do something with, whether you toast it or, you know, put sausage and egg or whatever in it. But you can't get any more simple than that, and if anybody wants to look it up, you know, just go online and put in 90-second keto almond bread, mug bread, I think they call it, and very simple.
Well, that's why I had went to the cottage cheese whipped cream Jell-O dessert,
mm-hmm.
because I felt I'm not a big dessert person, and if you go to my house, I don't have cakes, I don't have pies, I don't have candy bars or candy or anything like that. And I thought, well, for those times when I want something for dessert,
exactly.
This is a great, great dessert, because there's no sugar, there's no flour, there's nothing involved in that, and it's turned out to be a great thing, and also because it's very quick to make.
Mm-hmm.
You just dump it in a bowl, stir it up, and away you go.
Well, I had also made the almond bread, you know, but oh boy, there was a lot more involved in that. And so when I look this up, it says for those people that don't want to get quite involved with the almond bread, this, you just make it, and it's just a matter of seconds, you have some bread for your meal, whether it's toast or maybe you want to put a hamburger in it, you know, or whatever, but... I was just kind of curious as to how he was doing and if he had lost his mojo when it came to.
Well, I don't want to say that it's completely gone, but I don't know that he's following it as strictly as he was maybe back in October, because I think it's just a tough thing.
It is. It's not easy.
No, no, no. And that's why when I was saying to him that I did not think that this was going to work out, you know, it wasn't for the fact that I think that he's going to fail just because he's going to fail. It was for the fact that these lifestyle changes, especially when it comes to food, which is something you have to do 3-4 times a day. Most people eat 3-4 times a day, sometimes more than that. It's difficult, especially if you don't have the food around.
Right.
And you go, maybe you go out and eat a lot, and that becomes an issue. And then on the holidays, I think it can also be an issue on the holidays.
Well, so far I haven't had a problem, but I lucked out because on Thanksgiving I went to my friend's daughter and husband's house, and she's on keto as well. And she made us mashed potatoes out of cauliflower, which was delicious. And, of course, we had, turkey and all that. And then she ended up with a delicious, my God, it was a pecan pie / bar recipe that she'd made, and they were, I thought I died and went to heaven, you know, when I had that, and she gave me the recipe for it. So, of course, a lot of these things require the almond
flour. You know, somebody told me at one point, and I don't know if it was keto or Atkins, but I know it was carbohydrate free, and I remember tasting this one because it didn't sound good to me, but it was cream cheese. And for the sweetener, you use like 3 or 4 packets of whatever, you know, Sweet and Low, Equal, Splenda, whatever you needed. And I think there was some whipping cream involved, just enough to make it where it's not so tough. And then you bake that like you would bake a cheesecake. And it kind of came out, I want to call it, it kind of tasted like a custard, I guess. But it wasn't bad.
Well, and then yesterday I was online and saw something. I followed this one young couple, and she made eggnog pie. Oh, my God.
Eggnog pie?
Yes.
Oh, man. See, I think people got to be careful with this eggnog, though, because it can go bad quickly.
Well, in this particular case, I think, you know, both her and her husband were following it. And, you know, I don't think it, but they did have something. She said that if you have a problem with raw eggs, you might just want to avoid this, you know, if that's what your situation is.
Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
Yeah.
Really?
I was wrapping presents this morning.
Oh, see, I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't bought any presents.
Well, it might be, but are you out among them buying presents? You're not doing that yet, huh?
Well, I've been out, but I, for some reason, like the other night, I went to a department store and I went to a grocery store to get a few things. And I even have to go to a grocery store today to pick up a few things for dinner tonight. And it seems like when I'm in these stores, for some reason, that feeling that you normally get, because that's what usually gives me the feeling. You walk into the store and you see all these decorations and people are in a little better mood.
And there's more people.
And there's more people. And you hear Christmas on the music, Christmas music in the stores. But this year, I walked into a store the other night, and I was trying, Heard It From You was on, and I think that's a Gin Blossoms song, oddly enough, because we've talked a lot about the Gin Blossoms on here. But that's what was playing over the music. It wasn't a Christmas song. And here we are, December the 5th. I couldn't believe it. So, I don't know. And I also noticed, like I say, every store has a Christmas advertisement up, but they seem a little scaled down this year, and even the department store that I was in, where they normally decorate the checking areas and the service desk, that hadn't even been done.
I guess I haven't noticed that, Scott. And my neighbor's cat corner from me just got the cutest, they have young children, it's got the cutest Christmas display up with a dog standing up at a lit-up mailbox, and it's just cute as can be. Plus the lights I see coming and going in the evening.
You know what I need to do? Because here's what gets me in the Christmas spirit, usually. What happens is, because I think going during the day is bad because you can't see the lights and things like that. But that's not a problem this time of year because it gets dark about 2:30 in the afternoon. So you go like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. the lights are on, and you just, you don't really have a particular, because I'm still a store guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't buy everything on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm going to go out to the stores, and I'm just going to make it a night. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to set this time aside,
uh-huh.
like 4 or 5, 6 hours, whatever it takes, and I'm going to get the majority of my shopping done, even though I don't know what anybody wants, and I'm going to go from store to store to store, and just take in the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, you haven't taken it in, I don't think.
No, I don't. And I also think I have not got any Christmas cookies, which normally happens. I haven't even seen a fruitcake show up here for Charlie.
Now, that is very odd.
Have you seen the fruitcakes? I haven't.
Online.
Right? Isn't that weird? Normally, I see those things the day after Thanksgiving at the bank. I haven't seen any of them.
Well, I don't know about that. I saw them online because I was looking at some of them. My friend said he likes fruitcakes, and I said, oh, really? He said, do you like fruitcakes? And I said, well, yeah, I used to, you know, but obviously I wouldn't be getting them for myself. So I was online looking at them, but I don't know who has them locally.
I would hate to pay the shipping on a fruitcake because, you know, that's going to be like, you're going to pay about $300, $400 to get that thing shipped to you.
I never thought about that.
Those things weigh quite a bit.
I know I was going to send for something for myself online, and I thought, no, because I don't want to worry about somebody coming up and stealing off my porch.
Oh, they're not going to steal that fruitcake.
No, but they would what I was going to buy.
Oh, okay. Well, but if you ever order a fruitcake online, just write fruitcake on the box, and you'll probably have more fruitcakes there when you get home than you ordered.
It could be.
Oh, I wanted to ask you because honestly, it was true negligence on my part, and I really could have just looked on the internet. But have you ever heard? Did you ever listen to this Gordon Deal guy?
Yes, I have, and he's okay.
So it's not a political show.
Not really. It's a variety. They talk about all sort of things.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know why Jeff didn't know. Apparently, he doesn't listen anymore.
Well, I guess he's just totally. Out of curiosity, I would think, I have too much curiosity to not, you know.
Well, that's why I kept asking them, and I guess I could have just Googled it.
Yeah.
But I thought Charlie would know, because I know for years Charlie listened to Jeff, and he used to tune in before we would start our shows over here.
Yes, I don't know it.
Gordon Deal.
Yes.
And he's a Wall Street Journal guy, I guess.
Well, he used to be on This Morning America's First News. Oh, it was previously called the Wall Street Journal This Morning. So I don't know anything from that. You know, I don't recall that. But I've just tuned in maybe about 7 in the morning or whatever to see what was going on. And it's okay, you know.
Have you heard anything about the peanut push? I know it's tomorrow.
No, I haven't.
I hope it's... I think I saw where they had raised a pretty fair amount of money,
mm-hmm.
but I just hope they've got a lot of entrance, because when Jeff was here last week, I think he had said there weren't too many at that point.
Oh.
So I hope it's picked up.
Yeah, well, I hope so, too. I haven't heard.
Because I know the money was... And I hear we're going to have a nice weather this weekend for this.
Well, that's good.
And tomorrow, I think, is the Christmas parade.
Uh-huh.
So it's good.
That's good. It's going to get a little chilly next week.
It's going to get a little chilly next week. But this weekend, I'm going to force myself, no matter what, to get out into the public and get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, just do it and just throw yourself at it. You know, just...
That's and the house is decorated, so maybe if I buy the stuff and then bring them home and wrap them and turn on some Christmas music, maybe that'll do it.
Well, you know, everybody was making fun of me because I had mine up after Thanksgiving, but I've enjoyed it.
Well, so Thanksgiving night is when I put my tree up.
Well,
I just haven't gotten there yet. I don't know what. Maybe it was that pain in the neck, and then I was worried.
Well,
I thought I was having carotid artery.
Well, I've had that pain. I don't know if it's the same thing you've had or not, but one time, I think I've explained to you before, years ago, my husband sold my car unbeknownst to me, or got rid of my car and traded and all that, and I had such a horrible headache. It was stress. It was a stressful up and through the neck. And then also, I got that same situation when I was back when I sat and did a lot of cartooning. I, of course, I did it with my right arm, and I would sit there, and I'd be very stiff because these had to be just right and everything, and I ended up getting that. And the doctor checked it, and he said, you've just got tension running up through your arm, up into your neck. And So.
Well, maybe that could be it as well. Maybe maybe subconsciously I'm tense because
are you gripping that microphone too hard?
I might be. Yesterday I got my headphones tangled up in it.
Well, see.
I know. It's a mess right now. Holy moly. What will we ever do?
I don't know.
Well, hey, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome,
Take
Scott.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love a call like that. It's fun to talk with people early in the morning. Or is it still early in the morning? Well, it's still morning. It's 5 minutes before the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. If you have anything to say, give us a call, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Maybe that's what I have to do. Maybe I just have to go out and shop this weekend and think of the people that I need to buy for. Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe I'm anxious because I know we're like 5 days into December, 6 days into December, and I haven't bought anything. And I know there's a whole process with this that you have to buy the gifts, and then you have to wrap them, and then you have to get them under the tree, and I've done none of this. And it keeps creeping up. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's what's going on. It could be. I don't know. But I am bound and determined to get into the Christmas spirit. Now, we do have a Christmas party here at the station. That's always a time when I get into the Christmas spirit because we come in and we sing Christmas carols and everybody gets together. And that's usually a very fun night each year. So that'll happen. And I'm sure that'll do it. But that doesn't happen until usually the week before Christmas. Although I'm starting to notice a lot of people having their Christmas parties early in the month. I think a lot of people have already had their Christmas parties, maybe the first week. I have an offer to go shopping this weekend, tomorrow, a matter of fact. Maybe I'll take that offer up. Maybe that'll put me in the mood to go shopping with somebody who is in the Christmas spirit. And we'll drink hot chocolate and do all those things. See, that's a nice offer. We'll drink hot chocolate. We'll go shopping. We'll just make a night of it, have a great time. Maybe that'll put me in the Christmas spirit, and we'll be off and running Christmas 2019. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. Don't forget Wally Amos, the famous Amos cookie creator, up next hour, making a special announcement. Here comes another call. Hold your horses. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you want to be in the Christmas spirit, remember what the holiday is all about.
You're right.
I mean, I go out and I look around and it's like nobody remembers what the holiday is about. They're worried about buying, you know?
Well, you're exactly right. And one of the things that has always put me in the Christmas spirit, because I drive down 95 every morning, is when you pass, I'm not sure what denomination it is now, but when you pass the church right there before the boulevard, you always see the manger scene.
Yeah.
Out front. And they used to put a live person out in that every year. I don't know if they still do that or not.
I don't know about that. I remember when they did the Easter thing and they had the guards out there.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm thinking of Easter.
Yeah, but I remember that.
Yeah, but I do know that there are a lot of services that go on. And on Christmas Eve, Charlie and I have talked about this. You know, I have went to Midnight Mass many times. I haven't been for a few years. But boy, that'll put you in the Christmas spirit if you're not there.
Yeah, but, you know, it seems like they wait till right at Christmas before they remember what the holiday is all about.
That's true.
Go to church and all that, you know.
That's true. Sometimes we let it creep up right on our heels before we realize.
It just seems like they're so worried about buying everything.
Well, and you know, I think that's what causes a lot of depression with people.
It does.
Is, you know, not only the two things at Christmas that I think drive the depression the biggest are the loved ones who are no longer here, and then you also have to deal with this idea that maybe you don't have the money to get what you want to get somebody, and that stresses you out.
Oh, I know that. I'm on disability, so
yeah,
I know all about not having money.
Well, you know what I've found, and I think a lot of people would attest to this, if you give somebody a homemade thing, you might not get the biggest reaction when you give it to them, but they will keep that
for the rest of their life. And every time they pull that out, whether it's a Christmas decoration or something they can keep out all year round, they'll think of you. And sometimes it's those little things that are the best things.
Oh, yeah. I've always said, you know, I've told my kids when they were little, and I try to get my granddaughter to do it, just make me a card.
And I'm one of those people, right along with you. I love to get a Christmas card. I love when people write a message. And I do keep these things. And every year at Christmas, I keep them in a box. And I always see those old Christmas cards. And sometimes, when I have the time, I'll pull them out. And sometimes they're from people who are no longer here. And when they've written a message, it's kind of nice to see that.
Yeah, it is.
You know, their handwriting and things like that. Well, hey, thanks for calling. I think you're exactly right. We've got to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't ever forget that. You know, Christmas is a lot of fun with wrapping paper and presents and things of that nature, but there is a true meaning behind all of it, and we really should always keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind. Coming back in about 15 minutes after news and weather with famous Wally Amos, the Cookie Man, one of my favorite people, with a big announcement you're not going to want to miss.
Gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment must be more rapid than eagles his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name.